This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is being brought to you today by the Farm Progress Tech Forum. It's November 27th and 28th at Iowa City, Iowa. We talk a lot about the renewable fuels program because of the domestic ethanol demand, but let us not forget we export ethanol too. I'll talk about it after this. Producers who are successful, progressive farmers looking to improve their bottom lines work hard on precision agriculture and getting all they can out of the data they collect from their fields each year. And there's a conference designed to help growers do that. It is coming up in just a few days, November 27th and 28th, the Farm Progress Tech Forum will be at the Marriott Conference Center, Iowa City, Iowa. And you can get all of the information by going to the website farmprogresstechforum.com. It's being presented by Corn and Soybean Digest and Farm Futures to give you key insights and new approaches to help you make critical management and production decisions for your farm. Again, it's November 27th and 28th, and all of the information can be found, including the way to register, at farmprogresstechforum.com. There's keen interest, of course, in the renewable fuels program for the amount of ethanol that is used in the United States and the amount of corn that we grind to produce that ethanol. But there probably should be a little more attention on our exports as a result of ethanol production. That's not just ethanol, but also distillers' grains with solubles. Ethanol exports in the month of September. Now, this is the latest data that came out from the federal government and analyzed by the Renewable Fuels Association, showed that ethanol exports totaled almost 90 million gallons in September. Now, that was down about 25% from August, and it was the lowest monthly volume in about a year. But the Renewable Fuels Association pointed out, by historical standards, September was a relatively strong month for exports, the brightest spot being a return of meaningful exports to Brazil. Now, this might surprise you a little bit. The top U.S. customer for our ethanol, top foreign customer, well, it was Canada for the third month in a row, drawing in 17% more American ethanol than they had in August. By the way, of all of the ethanol exported in the month of September, 39% of it went to Canada. Who else was buying it? Well, you had Malaysia, the Netherlands, South Korea, Colombia. The total exports of ethanol for the first three quarters of this year came in a little more than 1.2 billion gallons. And then there are the dried distillers' grains with solubles, the animal feed co-product generated by the dry mill ethanol plants. We're exporting that too, and the largest market for those exports in September was Mexico. They took about 15% of the exports of distillers' dried grains with solubles from the United States. I'll be back after this.